The idea seems to have been that by creating union between the microcosm, the individual self, and the macrocosm, this world soul, they would achieve liberation.
Under Alara's tuition, we're told the Buddha showed such remarkable ability, he could achieve a profound stillness of mind. So much so, Alara offered him joint leadership of the group.
But he refused. He found that once he came out of meditation, he was just returned once again to the same fundamental problems of birth, sickness, old age and death. It didn't give him the transformative experience that he sought.
But the Buddha didn't give up. It said he next experimented with the techniques of a different type of renouncer, who focused on extreme forms of self-denial.
These type of renouncers also believe that the material part of our being is an obstacle to liberation. Theirs is a much more drastic solution. Instead of focusing on the mind, they put all their efforts in subduing their bodies.